I was driving home from my medical appointment, what came to mind is, would you rather be right or precise? And I thought about how this particular concept applies in so many different areas. We cannot heal what is not revealed. And I would also go a step further to say we cannot cure what is not considered.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Confidence Restored podcast presented by CC America, also known as Confidence Centers of America, and hosted by Tamaria Jordan. This is a show designed to help you build your confidence, increase your faith, and get mentally fit to overcome any trials and tribulations you may encounter. Through personal testimonies of faith, inspiration, and transformation, Tamaria and guests seek to inspire and uplift you. This message is delivered by us, CCing you on lessons learned in hopes of encouraging you regardless of where you are in life. Enjoy the show.
In the realm of healthcare, the exchange of information between patients and providers can be critical in determining the best course of action. So why am I talking about this? Many of you may be wondering, but recently I found myself in a medical situation where the importance of the exchange was really important. And so ironically, this occurred about a week ago. And as I was driving home from my medical appointment, what came to mind is, would you rather be right or precise? And I thought about how this particular concept applies in so many different areas. So during my recent visit, I took the time out to meticulously detail my family's medical history. So they give you the medical history form, but I was in the process of filling it out upon arriving at the doctor's office because I knew this information would be very critical for my doctor to make the best decisions about my care. And initially, as I got there, I was filling out the application. So by the time the doctor came in, most of it was completed, but I couldn't finish the application at the start of the appointment because there was an issue with the system where I couldn't go past the second screen, which is where I would have been able to fill out the information in advance. So essentially, I had talked to the doctor, I had given them all of my information, but they didn't even have a chance at that point to go through my whole medical record. So as he was going through my medical record, I was providing him with the details regarding what I had put into the system. So initially, what he had planned to do based on the examination a year prior was to proceed with one diagnostic test. However, because he chose to listen to me and my input and considered the full scope of everything that I was saying, he realized that additional tests needed to be ordered. And so when I think about being right or precise, he could have easily said, because I am the doctor, I am right. And I know what's best for you, even though it's your body, even though you are telling me certain things, certain factors that are crucial to help me understand your background, your experience, and what I may need to do as my course of action. And so when I say that the decision proved to be crucial, because what ended up happening is this week, I received a phone call, or actually I received a text initially, and it said, you have a prescription that's been called in. And I was like, oh, that must mean my labs came back. So it revealed by doing the additional test that there was something that required immediate attention, which led to the initiation of the prescription. But had the provider not been receptive to what I had to say, the outcome could have been vastly different. And that could have potentially resulted in a delayed diagnosis and treatment. And so when we think about these things, sometimes we think the decisions that we make are simple. We think, you know what, it doesn't have an impact on anyone else. And ironically, I want to say it was earlier this month, I had wrote a quote and it said, we cannot heal what is not revealed. So if I hadn't revealed my family history, some of the things that maybe I had been personally going through, literally, there would have been no way for the doctor to know. The only thing the doctor would have been able to go off of is information from a year ago. And had he gone off of the information from a year ago, there would have been things that could have been missed. And then down the line, had there been a medical emergency, it could have resulted in me needing even more treatment because the information would have been known, but at a later time. So I share that experience because it highlights a fundamental question that extends beyond the confines of healthcare. Would you, as an individual, rather be right or precise? So too often when we think about life, we become fixated on asserting our own experience or our authority. And when we do that, we sometimes neglect invaluable insights that others may possess. So I use healthcare as an example because it's something that a lot of people can understand and relate to. But when you don't listen to other people, it can and has oftentimes had serious consequences, particularly for marginalized communities who may already face systemic barriers to receiving adequate care. So when I think about this, it makes me think about the alarming maternal health rates among Black women in the United States. This in and of itself is a reminder of the disparities that exist in our healthcare system. And sadly, I can say that I have had my own situations as it relates to this, because that is the driving force behind why I started the Confidence Restored podcast in March 2022 and subsequently the Perspective View in April of 2022. And I don't think that it's strange that I decided to do these things, but it was because of my situation. So in my situation, as a woman who is characterized as Black, and if you listen to one of the most recent episodes with Dr. Jane Elliott, she said she prefers to talk about the melanin in our skin versus calling individuals Black or white, because no one is truly Black or white. And I totally get her perspective as it relates to that, because again, much like this conversation, it's not a binary. It's not just two opposing things. There's other considerations. And so what my goal today is to help you think about the fact that sometimes we have to take a step back and wonder if our quest to be right is actually hindering us from making the difference that we need to make in either someone else's life or even in our own. So we can choose to make certain decisions, but it's up to us to evaluate whether or not our decision adversely affects someone else. And so I often say, if my decision will impact someone else's outcomes, in those moments, is it better, again, to be right or precise? And I am of the thought that it's better to be precise, because me being right, me trying to assert my own opinion, may very well allow me to not listen to someone else. And so when I think about the fact that most pregnancy-related deaths are preventable, this is what the Center for Disease Control states on CDC.gov. And ironically, last week was Black Maternal Health Week, and it's to bring attention and action to improving Black maternal health. So for us to be living in a country in which we are advanced and considered to have some of the best health care, each year, hundreds of people die during pregnancy or in the year after, because after you have a child, that doesn't mean you're out of the woods. So there are a lot of people who pass away, but their deaths are preventable. And according to the data, according to the research, Black women are three times more likely to die from a pregnancy-related cause than women who are characterized as a white woman. So there are multiple factors that tend to contribute to these disparities, according to the CDC, such as the variation in quality of healthcare, if they have underlying chronic conditions, structural racism, and implicit bias. And so it's important for us to consider these things. So as I mentioned, I started this podcast journey as a result of my own situation where I recognized that I should not be here according to medical standards, because I had a what was called a DNC surgery, a dilation and cuticle, where essentially it's a medical abortion, but it was due to the fact that my child did not have a heartbeat. So as a result, they gave me options. They said, we can give you medicine or you can have this particular surgery. And because of work and other factors, I did not want to use up all of my leave because we were no longer having a child. I decided to opt for the medical DNC procedure. And that was to ensure that everything was cleared from my system so that I would reduce the risk of becoming septic. And so I opted for that surgery, but I had that surgery February 2020, but it wasn't until the end of March that I was released from medical care because there were retained products of conception. And so if you've been watching the news, then you will know that there are women who have died recently as a result of this. So I don't take it for granted that I am here. I am grateful that I'm here, but it's also a reminder that we do need to listen to individuals, because when we start to put being right above being precise, we miss out on that valuable insight. And so I share all that to say is that we risk, when we try to be the only person in the room that knows all the answers, we miss out on crucial details and perspectives that could lead to better outcomes. So oftentimes we'll hear people say, walk a mile in someone else's shoes, but sometimes we can't do that. Me, as a woman of color, cannot walk a mile in someone else's shoes that is not of color or characterized as of color. And as Dr. Jane Elliott says, whether or not we're melanemic, having less melanin, or melanaceous, having more melanin, it really just, it focuses on the fact that how we treat people, how we respond to people could be different depending on different situations. And our society has told us to put certain people on a pedestal, and then other people they look at as less than. But when we think about this concept of being right or being precise, it really helps us challenge our mindset and shift, because I know that I will never be a melanemic individual because I have a lot of melanin in my skin. That doesn't mean that I can't empathize, that I can't sympathize, but the truth is I can never walk in their shoes. And so the opposite is true, the reverse. So because of that, we have to actively listen to those around us and willingly consider all relevant information that they may provide, because in doing so, we empower ourselves as individuals to make more informed decisions and ultimately deliver better outcomes. If we're in the medical profession, deliver better care. And again, it goes back to that quote I mentioned that I shared a few weeks ago, which is, we cannot heal what is not revealed. And I would also go a step further to say, we cannot cure what is not considered. So if we don't consider race relations, if we don't consider bias, if we don't consider what someone has to say, then it gives us a pass, a proverbial pass, to treat them that way. And so when we think about history, we can ignore the cause, but we will never find the cure. And so that was part of the reason why, when I think about even this show, The Perspective View, I am so passionate about it, because I want people to really take a step back and have a paradigm shift and think to themselves, just because it's not how I would do it, just because that's not how I think about it, just because that has not been my experience, doesn't mean that it's not true. And I oftentimes will say that two points can be true. It depends on your point of view. And so when I think about this situation a week ago with my medical provider, I am so glad that he took the time to listen to me, because fast forward a year down the line, 2 years down the line, or what have you, if I were to have a medical procedure and I had not already been being treated for a particular situation, then the outcome of that medical procedure might be different, but it's because there was something lying dormant that was not discussed. And I want to highlight that again. There is something lying dormant that is not discussed. So when you focus on being right, there's usually something dormant that is not discussed. The only way we can move barriers out of the room or out of the conversation or out of the situation is to address it head on. And oftentimes we hear about the five whys, asking why, much like putting ourselves in the position of a child to understand why something happens the way that it does, why someone makes the decisions that they make. Oftentimes it's not binary. It's not one or two. There's a whole lot of things that go in between someone's decision and or experience. So what I hope that you take away from today's episode that will be aired on both the Confidence Restored and the Perspective View podcast is that we have to recognize that there is value in collaboration. There is value in dialogue, and it helps us to achieve optimal outcomes. So as we navigate the complexities of healthcare and beyond our lives, let us strive to prioritize the precision. And when I say precision, that means understand that true wisdom lies in our ability to listen, learn, adapt, and improve. Because if we are not willing to listen to other people's version of events and or perhaps their perspective, then we may be making decisions prematurely based off of wrong information. And because we choose to make those decisions off of wrong information, we confirm a bias that we may already have. And so oftentimes you'll hear people say it's called confirmation bias. And it's because our bias is confirmed, but we ignore what we do to impact and or influence the situation. So it's something that's cognitive, but we may search for, interpret, favor, or even recall information differently to confirm or support a belief that we already held. So if my doctor had believed that, oh, the only thing I need to do today is to check her for this because the medical records that I read said this. Now, a whole year has gone by. A whole year of experience, a whole year of situations, a whole year of changes in my healthcare have gone by. But if he focused on being right, he would have said, well, I know what to do for you because I am the doctor. I know best. I have your medical records. I can make the choice for the course of action. But a good doctor says, you know what? I have this information. This is great context. This is great information, but I am not going to necessarily process my decision based off of the past information because I have you, the patient, right here in front of me who is telling me everything I need to know about your situation because no two individuals are alike. And so I love talking about perspective. I love trying to get individuals to open up their mind and think about things a little bit differently. And what better way than healthcare, considering what we see happening in the United States today as it relates to diversity, equity, and inclusion. There's arguments on both sides regarding whether it's right, whether it's wrong, and the impacts. But one thing that's universal is we will all either utilize the healthcare system at some point, we'll need to utilize the healthcare system at some point. We all are people. As Dr. Jane Elliott says, we're all part of the human race and we will all at some point need healthcare so we can all put ourselves in that situation. But there's a lot of situations we cannot put ourselves in. So if we believe a certain way, we treat people a certain way, we get an outcome and we say it's because of what we believe and what we know about that individual versus what we may have done or what we may have perceived, and even how we may have treated them. So again, every encounter you have with individuals gives you an opportunity to learn. It gives you an opportunity to grow. It gives you an opportunity to adapt, and then also to improve the relationships that you have with others. So on that note, I just want you all to remember that perspective is subjective and keep on keeping on. Have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to another live taping of the Confidence Restored podcast by CC America. We are grateful that you tune in week after week and join us for testimonies of faith, inspiration, and transformation. Please be sure to rate, comment, and subscribe, and let others know that you are listening to the Confidence Restored podcast. You can also now buy us a coffee to show appreciation at buymeacoffee.com/CC America. Until next time, be blessed.